This is XFM Manchester Music Response. I'm Dave Haslam, live in the studio. Tim, Jim and Larry from James. In the Britpop years, did you feel a part of the Britpop years at all? I mean, obviously you were having, once again, top 20 singles. Did you feel any allies among what was happening then in the charts?
I think we were, you know, as you pointed out in your book, we never felt part of anything. It was always like, you know, well, no, we're not Manchester. We're not part of the baggy scene. No, we're not part of the Britpop scene. We were aware that if you're part of a movement, the movement will last 1 or 2 years and then nobody will want to hear from you again at that point. So we didn't want to get associated with any movement.
Were there any particular, though, although you didn't feel part of any movement, were there any kind of allies? Were there any bands who contemporary bands of yours that you kind of looked at and you thought, I can relate to that, we can relate to them. There is something similar, there's a connection.
I mean, I loved the bloody-mindedness of The Fall. I still do. I'd love that kind of, just, again, completely isolated from what's going on around it. Musically doesn't seem to be influenced by anybody. And a real kind of naive simplicity to what they do.
I've always been interested about whether you've ever seen any connection between yourselves and you too.
I mean, a little bit. I thought you two did really well. You know, they were real torchbearers, and even if I didn't always like their music, a lot of the time they just kept experimenting, they kept moving forward. I mean, Radiohead, you could say the same thing. It's like, you know, pretty bloody-minded records Radiohead have released that you wouldn't necessarily say were commercial, or, you know, they weren't made with the charts in mind. That's the important thing, is to make music with you in mind, with your heart in mind.
They've all had very stable kind of personnel, though. I think it was to look to one band whose kind of model suits James better, which is kind of like, it's kind of like a weird family, and but it, you know, members keep going away and then coming back, and but it retains a kind of ethos, is probably Grateful Dead. Yet we've got absolutely nothing in common with them.
I didn't see that one coming.
I was waiting for that one. So can you remind us who the Grateful Dead are, then?
Well, for the younger listeners.
for the younger listeners.
Well, they weren't part of Britpop, they weren't baggy.
They were a long time ago.
They were a long time ago, but they were just like this family that just moved people left and got off the bus and then got back on the bus. But they kept an individuality. They didn't strive for commerciality. And they improvised a hell of a lot. And that was their creed, if anything. And all of their concerts were very, very special events where, you know, the band and the crowd were kind of unified. So that'd be my choice, I think.
You're listening to XFM Manchester. I'm Dave Haslam, and this is a Music Response special with James on the occasion of Fresh as a Daisy. The singles album is out. And the great thing about this is it reminds someone like me with quite a short memory and attention span of some of the great tunes that you have released over the years. And there's one that, when I was playing the album the other day, just stood out, and I was thinking, I have forgotten what a great tune this is. So a little bit of a self-indulgent moment. I'd love to play this in your honour. This is a great James single from Fresh as a Daisy. It's called I Know What I'm Here For.